Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I'm Lonnie.
I'm Bill.
I got everybody else here with me. Got a phone messing up. I may have to call back.
Well, you sound all right now.
Give us a moment.
Hang on, I got a glitch. I'm going to have to call back.
All righty. Well, we got to wait on Bill to call back, so we'll just give it a minute. So let's see if we can just play another song, wait on him for a second. When he comes in, I'll cut it out real fast. That way we can keep something going. He's back. Well, he's back. Let's see if it'll work now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Chad?
Yes. Hello, Lonnie.
Got a friend, Brent, with us tonight. I'll have him talking here in a little bit. He's just freshly out of the military, and he's going to tell you a little bit about the newer military handbook.
And you know Obama did it.
Folks, I'm a war out man. Been tearing down and getting ready to build cabins here in southern Indiana. So I've been kind of busy. Haven't been paying a lot of attention, just catching bits and pieces. Waiting on a router, hasn't got here yet. Don't know what the problem is there.
That kind of guy's just crazy. Hasn't had something to do with it. Oh.
But, you know, I still know where we're headed here. Notice today, figuring it out, looking at some things that currently we're paying about $8 billion a day, something like that, for interest on our debt, and that it is set up in the last 5 years, it's been set up so that in about 10 years, we're going to be paying almost 10 times that amount of interest alone. Right now, we're not paying the interest we got, so we're not paying anything towards our debt.
No, because that's the way it was.
Constant attacks, trying to steal more and more liberty and freedom from us, take away anything. I mean, why don't they just tell us? We don't want you to do nothing unless we tell you to do it and how to do it. Other than that, sit still, don't move, don't talk, don't do nothing. We'll let you eat, maybe. Because that's where we're headed.
Well, if they want to live like that, that's fine. We can ship them to their own little...
Well, they don't plan... The ones that are planning this, they don't plan on living like that, though.
Oh, no.
They plan on living like kings and the rest of us being servants to them. You have an elected that's not been smart enough to figure out that once the establishment is set up, that they no longer serve a purpose and they'll be eliminated. You have illegals that are flooding into the country not understanding that they're being used as pawns, and that when they start their world depopulation, they're going to be some of the first ones to populate it.
Yeah, why ain't anything done about that?
No one is looking at what is the goal. What is the goal that they are trying to achieve? And it is both political parties that are leading us into this destruction. It has been for decades. We constantly, Americans out of work, yet they still keep catering to illegals. They refuse to enforce immigration laws and then turn around and try to tell you that the immigration system is broken. It's not broken, folks. What's broken is our electors who refuse to enforce the laws as they are. All this was hashed out when Reagan was president, supposed to have been this and that. Border security never came. Enforcement never came. I watch Andy Royalty Construction, Seymour, Indiana. Every day I'm looking to see, do they get raided today? Do they get raided tomorrow? They never get touched. Apparently, illegals are above the law.
Because our government make that like that.
Well, by refusing to enforce laws. They all want to scream. The thing I hate is there, no matter what you say, someone says racist. And folks, I don't care what color it is. An ass is still an ass.
I mean, look at the people who are sitting in that line waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're coming sneaking across the border.
Because they're being coaxed do this.
By our president and the government.
You're going to find out that eventually it's going to come out that how they were getting all the money to get here to begin to pay the drug cartels and whoever else, the coyotes, to begin with. Where were they getting the $8,000 to $10,000 per person to do this? You're going to find out that it was us people. It was our elected who are doing this.
Using paid for by our taxpaying money.
Neither side has come out and told the truth about immigration. Neither side will. One side uses it for the cheap labor and how whatever advantages they can get off of them that way. The other side wants to use them as a leverage tool to help them stay in power indefinitely.
Well, what can we do about that?
We must enforce our law. If not, what we're headed to already. Let me give you an example. They say there's 10 million illegals in the country.
Yeah.
And if that's given and they were to give them all amnesty, then every one of them is allowed to use what's called family reunification, which allows them to bring a couple of hundred of their extended family members. If each one only brought 10, you're 10 million. One wave, you're 100 million. The very next wave, you understand? Yeah. The very next wave becomes a billion.
Why they're taking our life away.
We have 340 million people in the country right at the moment. A billion. What do you think this country would be then? We will be worse than the dives of countries that these people supposedly fled to come here. We will be the most poverty-stricken nation on the face of the earth. We will have people starving in the streets. We will have our education. You're
going to
have your education system and your entitlement system totally collapse because it cannot handle that kind of influx.
They let them two people have that Asia flu.
Ebola.
So, I mean, that right there is not going to help us at all.
Call Vegas and lay your monies on that Ebola gets loose.
Yes, I'd lay money on it. Because they allowed it to happen by bringing in two people who had it back to this country.
Well, we'll see
before they inform the people.
We'll see how that all works out. Maybe the containment system, and maybe they do right. Maybe they'll find a way to deal with this.
Maybe that's their way of taking us out. Some of it.
No, they wouldn't do that because they wouldn't be able to control it all. They got it, but they want to control it all. We're constantly seeing spending, but they don't want to call it spending because they know the public will reject it. So they call it many other names. What we have is a government that has become masters at using names that don't truthfully tell what the project is. The health care bill is not about health. It's about control. There's so much more that's in that bill that has never been brought out and never been shown yet. But in that bill, you're going to find out that they can come in and inspect your home and your cabinets and stuff.
Come on in.
They haven't pushed these things. These are all in there.
You ain't going to like it.
Being able to put a chip in you is in there.
They're already talking about that.
Yeah.
They're like 1,001 vegetables.
And let's look at the
page 1001.
1001 first.
On that page 1001 is where that begins. Here we are. The world's going to look at our form. Look
in
at
the handbag.
Look, yeah. I myself, I don't know how Israel stood so long with somebody throwing bombs into their country.
I just heard on radio.
And as far as the Palestinians or whatever complaining about their death toll, well, I don't see you doing anything to get Hamas out of your neighborhood, Hamas out of your country, out of your government. So you're sitting there letting them fire rockets from schools, letting them fire rockets from apartment buildings, letting them do these things, and then thinking when they retaliate, oh, they're bad guys. You know what? You're fools. Unless the Palestinian people stand up against Hamas and these others that are throwing rockets into Israel,
well, they're fools
shut
anyway.
Up.
They're fools anyway. because that's one place. Try to conquer it.
Well, I agree with you.
God will wipe you out just as quick.
I agree with you on that. That's going into the religious aspects of
it. Well, sometimes we have to because I just got a pamphlet. It's from other countries, but I've got a pamphlet my mom gave me. What was saying about the persecution and everything of the Christians in other countries, how they're being slaughtered and
it's going on around the globe, and you don't hear your government just
say
not a pip out of Obama about it.
Nothing.
You've got some Arab nations are claiming that our government is behind ISIS. Would not surprise me to find that out. ISIS is a terrorist organization right now that's pretty much taking over Iraq.
Is there any correlation with the name of the group and the Egyptian goddess?
I'm not going to say there's not.
Well, maybe.
That's a deeper look into things. Well, it's a deeper look into things and stuff. I've thought about it before and had a little bit of a discussion, but I've not really had the time to look into it. I'd rather have the working part to really look up and look into it. But what you're seeing is ISIS pretty much makes Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and these others look like beginners.
We're the ones supporting the beginners.
And the goal, their goal is to wipe out Israel and the West, which is us. We don't hear, that's the serious thing. I don't hear crap coming out of our president's mouth about anything that's substantial. I hear him get up there and play games and try to downgrade the Republicans and this and that. I've yet to hear the man make a speech when he didn't lie.
Didn't lie. Going around the Congress.
Well, first off, everybody says Congress isn't doing anything. Look at the number of bills that Congress has passed that have hit the floor of the Senate that Harry Reid refuses to bring up for a vote.
Yeah, because
if anybody is a do-nothing, it's a Senate. It's a Senate that's do-nothing that refuses to bring bills up for a vote because they're afraid they'll pass. They always say, well, the Republicans have given no alternatives. They've given all kinds of alternatives. But Harry Reid refuses to let them come to the floor for a vote. Harry Reid's the senator of Nevada. He's the speaker of the House. He's the head of the Senate.
Yeah. So that means
he's all right, man.
I think actually Biden is the head of the Senate. Harry Reid keeps putting out lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. He can't tell the truth. He can't give you real facts. And we're forced, as a nation, we're being forced to succumb to the fact that he can come out and claim Congress isn't doing anything, but the truth is he's the one that won't allow anything on the floor for a vote so something could be done. We're going to see a lot of push coming, especially going into this fall with the elections that could determine control of the Senate. Hopefully, we win back.
We don't need none of them.
Hopefully, we win the American people win in the Senate, and that is getting people in there that's going to be actually looking out for the people's interests and not their own self.
What
they're not trying to pad their own pockets through insider investing and trading. And not trying to get money to certain projects that give a kickback to friends and relatives. We've had about enough of that now. I heard today this guy's running, he's like 50 years in office. Folks, that's about 40 years
too many.
Anybody who's been there that long and then say, well, we're going to change things. But you've been here for almost 50 damn years. You've done nothing except weaken our liberties and our freedoms. You've taxed us. And believe me, taxes are going to go crazy. But it'll happen after Obama leaves office. It's being set up that way. So if Hillary wins, Hillary could be walking into a gale storm of all of the atrocities from him.
Well, I'd like to welcome Linda to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
Ms.
crew.
Linda? Hello.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. There was a ton of stuff yesterday and today on the internet regarding the border situation. Apparently, there was shootings going on, and it was probably in the Texas area, but I'm not sure. I didn't get a chance to get through it all, but that's just the start of it. And there was another one posted where the Texas Rangers are going to go down there and deal with the situation. There's getting killed overseas. You know, communist Marxist rats are praising Hamas. And, I mean, it's just the world's on fire. And when you talk about taxes, yeah, when that 2015 kicks in for Obamacare, if they don't get rid of that mess, everyone's going to get hit in the wallet. California's already gone completely nuts. They're destroying the silly. They've got the high-speed rail trying to go through. They've got taxes in San Diego, taxes on everything, EPA, taxes out of Sacramento, unholy gun laws that are completely unconstitutional. They're destroying their own cities. I mean, I predicted this, but these people just, they don't get it. It's too expensive to live here. It's too expensive to come to the convention center. They want to expand the convention center, and, you know, and they want to raise bond money or tax the hell out of people again. They're putting linkage fee taxes on buildings. It's nuts. And the food in the restaurants is sky high, absolutely sky high. So no one's going to come here for their stupid conventions because they can't afford the hotels and the hotel taxes. They can't afford the food in the restaurants. Why the hell would they come here? And the gasoline to get around. They want to bump it up another 76 cents a gallon. It's nuts. They're shooting themselves.
And within the next 10 years, the federal government's going to be demanding 60% of every paycheck you get.
People are going to have to go to barter and
then when you go
hide their,
money. County, FICA, and all those other taxes, you're going to be lucky to get 10% of what you earn. So you're going to make $10 for every $100 you earn.
And at that point, they can kiss
you. Yeah, well, here's that's why people, look, I got a lot of people here, including myself. I'm trying to get my business started. I'm not filing taxes. They're not going to know one thin dime of what I make. I don't give a rat's behind. And earlier today, I had to get up at 6. I got out of here at like 7:15. I went over, met the guys. They took all my stuff out of storage so I could save money. And the guy, I told him, I said, the next time I go, it's going to be east and out of here. And he says, yeah, people are bailing out of the state. Can't afford to live here. I said, I know, because he was talking about friends of his and relatives of his going to other states. He said, you can buy decent property, you can get acreage with it, and you don't spend anywhere near what you, I mean, it's insane what they do here. I told everybody, I said, you know, if I were to try to buy real property, I wouldn't be able to afford a front porch and what they want here. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you guys when I was back there how much they're charging for properties, and they're like 20 feet apart. So that's it. That's your land.
And it's just ridiculous.
It's going to get worse. And then
we already have more homes than we have people. Yeah, we have homeless.
I know. Oh, I know.
And we keep tearing down and building more. Building more, not tearing down. Why? To pad somebody's pocket.
Mm-hmm. And it's all part of
the idea that I could buy a house here in Indiana and retire on what's left for what it would cost me to buy a house in California.
Oh, my God. I said, you wouldn't be able to afford the doorknob here. This is nuts here. I'm not kidding you. Hundreds of thousands of dollars for these homes. And hundreds of thousands just for a condo, and they're not that big. It's like, oh, my God, you know, stack-and-pack condos. I'm serious. It's completely insane. There was another story, oh, my God, there was the Ebola breakouts, and they were talking about the West Africans coming across with this influx across the border. Oh, that's really nice. And then the same time I'm posting that one on Facebook, my friend Pat tells me about, I think it was, oh, I can't remember where it was traveling, but he gets it was he was going into the United States, and was they were, you know, that was the one where the guy says, "Are you an American citizen?" He says, "Does it matter?" And he says, "I guess not." He let him through, and it was like, "Oh my God!" And then there was the one where the guy, the film crew that was a journalist filming, trying to film the conversion from one of the jails, one of the empty jails in a state, I can't remember where it was, and they refused to, they were trying to arrest him and confiscate his film because they were converting that jail into a FEMA camp. I'm telling you, they were threatening to take his film and arrest a journalist, a guy with a press pass. I mean, look what's going on, guys.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, after what you said, I want to let my little friend here, my friend Brent here, talk. He's going to tell you about the new Army manual. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi there. My name is Brent, and I'm about a year out of the military, U.S. Infantry National Guard unit. When I was there, I was issued a warrior handbook, and it had everything you need to know from hand-to-hand combat to movements in the woods. So here recently I decided to check out the new one, and I got to looking at it, and I kind of got defensive when I was reading it because it seemed like they were directing it towards people like me who went out and taught the civilians maybe some of the tactics that they had learned throughout the military.
Sure.
And they had some clever wording in there to make it sound like it was just for overseas, but near the end it would say, but not limited to, and the way that they gave descriptions for gaining fire superiority over certain targets, they gave different size descriptions, and then they would give examples. And I know the city example just so happened to be New York. On the smaller scale, a small town or thorp would be referred to as a small farm town. I'm not sure what country has all those besides us, because the only people they're worried about are the guys out in the woods that can still hold on to their shotguns and still believe in the American way. I felt like it was completely directed towards the people who refused to go along with their
I'm sure that's coming.
And just thinking of it, that they would change the handbook to cover that kind of stuff, that should give you warning. If you are not already on alert, that should put you on alert. As far as FEMA camps and stuff go, the list is out there, the pictures are there, the films are there. If people don't check into it, don't look into it. I myself, when I first started hearing about a FEMA camp at Crown Point, Indiana, we loaded up and we rode up there. And I don't know what you call anything that has five layers of fencing.
Jesus.
And,
they got money for that, but they haven't got to build a fence for the border. No, because this is part of their plan, Bill. They are so evil.
You know, you build a fence two different ways. You build a fence to keep people in or a fence to keep people out.
Right.
These fences are built to keep people in.
Bill, if I may infer, up there in Beech Grove, they also have another train station, as they deem it, but it's also with fences like
that. Well, that's a Crown Point.
Is that in Crown Point?
So,
yeah. Where
what
the train
you're describing.
Was, the gates and all this and that. They all have giant ovens.
Yes.
Second place I saw these ovens was in Butlerville, Indiana, at a place that now Homeland Security, but I'm pretty sure they planned on making this a FEMA camp.
Yep. What you're describing is Auschwitz in Poland. That's what you're describing. That's exactly what they're doing.
If you would say that, because as we look around the globe and what's going on at the moment, in Europe and other countries, you're seeing this big outrage against Israel.
Oh, they're anti-Semitic. Huge. Huge.
Yeah.
It's evil.
And it reminds me of what I've read about the play up to the original World War, what started World War One, and all these things, and the World War Two. But here we are, just rehashing and redoing history again, it seems. Nobody ever said that Hamas is firing rockets from places full of civilians and using these civilians as human shields. Nobody criticizes Hamas for that. Nobody criticized Hamas for firing rockets and rockets and rockets into Israel And but the moment Israel fires a rocket, everybody goes ape shit.
We got Robert on the line, guys.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
And, I'm sorry about the beeping noise. I don't know what's going on here. Linda?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Bill Strong, how you do? I'm having a real battle. People are hacking me on my Facebook page. Tell Gator that I'm still thinking about him, that I haven't lost him. I'm still thinking
Robert,
about him. I can't get the answer to the question, Linda. I'm sorry.
Robert, I want to give you a name.
What's the name?
Ray Ritchie.
Hold on one second, Ray. I can't even find a pin there right. Hold on, guys. Hold on real quick. I'm going crazy here down in Sarasota. I'm fighting a real battle right now. Ray Ritchie?
Ray Ritchie. R-I-T-C-H-I-E.
Is he a lawyer?
No.
Do you have his phone? Do you have his phone number?
Not on me.
All right. We'll keep in touch with that. Should be an email at rscap.
Look him up on Facebook. Man is a computer geek, but he has designed programs to help you with people who hack and stuff.
Okay. I'm getting tired of this. You know, my opponent is trying to steal all my friends on Facebook.
Of course they are.
Huh?
It's Lonnie's brother-in-law.
All right, I got you.
Okay, Robert.
You know, yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you.
I'll try to answer it for you.
What do you think of all of the anti-Semitism around the globe right now, including right here at home?
Linda, I'm scared for my life. Let's put it that way. When I'm driving down 41, people are attacking me in their cars. They're trying to run me off the road.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, Linda. You know, so I use my car as a weapon, and I go for them before they can come for me.
So I'm hearing about it in England and France. I'm hearing about it in the Gaza Strip. I'm hearing about it in our own country. There are several people that are speaking out naturally for Israel. That would be and all the Jews. That would be David Horowitz, and even Joe Lieberman was speaking on one of the shows. I think it was Hannity's show while he was traveling to Israel. I'm telling you, there's a lot of good people here who are, doesn't matter what party they're, they support Israel. So
Linda, I have been getting strong support for my platform now is, and I don't care what anybody says, my platform is I'm fighting for principle of freedom, and I'm not changing anything. I'm not changing
Good.
My platform because I want my debate guys on July 25th, 2014. You hear me?
Yes.
And the reason why I won the debate, my state senator, Nancy Dietart, was there. And she told me I could not afford the $30,000 a year what a Florida state representative makes. And I told her that she could not afford her salary. She should try living off of it one time. Number two, my opponent believes that mandates insurance premiums should be regulated by the federal government on municipality taxes. So that tells me they want to put a double whammy tax not only on the citizens for the state of Florida, they want to put a double whammy tax on you. They want to put a double tax. All of an insurance premium is, guys, hear me out, deductibles, premiums, whatever you want to call them, is nothing but a tax, and they've been taxing us too much now. And the $600 deductible is nothing but a double whammy tax. Not only do you have to pay before you go in, you have to pay after you get in, and you're still spending $600.
Well,
that's Robert, and I was going to get hit with an extra gas tax.
And a tax for mileage.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. They're going to tax us to death.
Another double whammy.
So here's the thing.
We're all King David Christians, you know, Gentiles. We're that kind that you think you can do something to and we won't do something back, but that's right before the rock hits you between the eyes.
That's right. So here's the thing. Robert, here's the deal. I'm trying to get my friend from Vista, because he's been working with all these people on a solution to Obamacare, but I'm not sure what the details are. But there's many solutions. The insurance companies...
I know there is.
It's called free market principles.
You have to get
rid of the middlemen. You have to get rid of the insurance companies. All they're doing... They're stealing from us. It's a big ripoff.
No joke.
Yeah.
No joke.
You know, think about that middleman. And I've used the idea that I would go to this place and they would get me a job and they would get paid to get me a job. And then they would keep me from going full time, because if I went full time, they didn't get no more pay. Why do I need a middleman? Why can't I go straight to the place and get a job? That's what a human resources manager's job is supposed to be. And if he's not doing that, then what the hell is he doing?
Mm. I know. It's called being fleeced.
Well, we've been financially
fleece us any way you can.
Well, they're trying to kill us. Well, that's the moral of the story. They're just trying to kill us, and that's the bottom line.
They're trying to do the depopulation. Bill and Robert and everyone sitting there, this is Agenda 21 on steroids. And it took His Ass Holiness quite a while to do it, but he's in his last days, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. He's very much like Satan, you know. His time is short, so he's ramping it up.
He's going to try everything he can to destroy us before he leaves office.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, hey,
he's doing a great job, Bill.
Here's the thing.
He can only do a good job when our elected cater in and don't do crap about it.
Right, exactly. I agree with you. That's why Congress's approval ratings are 5% right now. But here's the thing. He's not doing this. Valerie Jarrett runs that son of a bitch, excuse my French, White House since day one.
And Iranian.
Yes, and a Marxist. And she wields the power. Nothing gets past her. Nothing goes out on that teleprompter without her. Are you kidding me? None of these policies have gone forth without her. None of them. That guy's too stupid to put... he's too busy playing golf. That's why he has all these vacations. He does not do the president's job. So he and Hillary have blood on their hands for Benghazi.
He's incompetent.
He's a buffoon and a puppet.
He's over his head. And he can only do what his minions tell him, because otherwise his head's up his butt, because he don't know where he's at.
Oh, I know.
Just hope, guys, that we can kill people in November. That's all I could say. I'm trying very hard to stay alive.
When we keep going after him, we keep forgetting it was a two-party deal that got us where we're at and is continuing to destroy
today.
Us.
Yes, all the way to today. Yes, absolutely.
You look at Amnesty and our elected work against the American people. Those people who are out here screaming, oh, humane and all this and that. Well, we'll see how humane you feel when our country is the worst third world nation on the planet. Because that is what you are creating.
Yes. They are. They're so stupid. They are lemmings. They're worse than the lemmings with the, you know, the Obama phone. That's how stupid these Congress people are. They actually think that if they get all these illegals up here to vote for them, that that's what's going to happen. Those people can't even read Spanish, let alone anything.
Once you've handed the country over to them, and once they have become the top population and everything else, what do you think they're going to do to for you and your family then?
Bill Strong.
People have no brains. They can't think about their pockets.
No.
You know,
and their careers.
You know what the legislature, Bill, you know what the, I don't mean to, but I need to chime in because the state legislatures now are remapping the districts of the state of Florida. They're remapping it now.
Yeah, of course.
It's unbelievable. They're remapping all the districts. I've been on the street, Bill Strong, and I've been talking to people who are making between, you know, $30,000 to $50,000 a year, and I've been talking to African Americans and shaking their hands and telling them my platform. Now, none of the candidates are doing what I'm doing, you know? They're just going to the fundraisers and spinning both parties, but both candidates have already spent $500K on TV ads. My campaign is nonprofit. I probably have already spent $2K already on my own, out of my pocket. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not asking for anything. Nothing I'm not asking.
What are the African Americans think of your platform?
They love me. Because I talk
Good for you.
They give me the high fives, Linda.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to wear your yarmulke and say shalom and say, hey, you think you're persecuted? I'm Jewish.
Oh, believe me. I'm taking a beating, Linda. I really am. I'm taking a beating, but I don't care. It's worth it. It's worth taking a beating. I've already taken a beating with my leg. You know, almost having it cut off, but you know what? It doesn't matter anymore. To me, it's just principle and freedom now. And
absolutely,
I'm not back.
You do it the right way, Robert. You do it the right way. That way, you never have a regret.
I am. I fight a guy
named William Hung. Do you know him?
Who?
William Hung.
That name sounds familiar.
He was on one of those talent contest shows. He really wasn't good, but at the end he said, I gave it my best shot. I have no regret. And that's what you got to do, Robert. You give it your best shot so you have no regret.
I'm doing it, Bill Strong.
William Hung was famous for doing the song called She Bang, She Bang.
I have right now. I went to Disney World last weekend, and I was campaigning. Little did they know, my opponents didn't know that I was watching my Florida State Legislature until 4:30 in the morning in Orlando, listening to what was going on. You know, I listened to the issues that I had to prepare for my debate, and it was just unbelievable. My Florida Legislature. My ethics commission doesn't understand why a letter writing denotes a letter of true representation of opening a business. They're fighting that. Can you imagine that? They're fighting that a true letter of representation. My name is Robert Samuel Kaplan. I'm opening up a hemp vac smoking to stop smoking. That's not true representation. And if a letter is not true representation, then I'm sorry. Our liberties and freedoms are over.
Right. So, you know what's funny, Robert? I'm glad you called in because I was going over my notes for my show tomorrow, and after I read the headlines, which there are many, I'm going to talk about founding and the principles and free markets, et cetera, in this country. And the whole idea of freedom and liberty, because it's got to be rehashed.
I could cry, Liz, because you know why? The candidates for District 74 are not on the ballot in the primaries on August 26th. I do not know what that means.
Wow.
They're not even on the ballot now. So they ruined their own campaign. It was a hateful campaign between both parties concerned. And I that was my plan, was just to beat them up until they could kill each other. And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did, Linda. Because no one talks about somebody when they're 6 feet under the grave and they can't defend themselves. Nobody.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? That's the bottom line. That's the end result. So I already did my part. I defended my father's honor. And I could go to bed at night and I could die tomorrow, and it doesn't matter. It
right.
just doesn't matter, Linda. You know?
I got to tell you, you know, what you're doing is so important and so good. I'm so proud of you. I can't even see straight because I remember you coming in. Oh, I mean, Ron was telling you stuff, and Frank Winkle was telling us stuff, and everybody, and you have come so far.
I took a beating for those guys, too. What are you talking about? They beat me up really well. I appreciate it. I want them to beat me up. That was your job to beat me up, Linda.
They were doing it out of love, believe me.
And I love them back.
Yeah, but you know,
see, Robert, when I first hit, it was a guy named J.R. Yorsheim.
Yeah.
I didn't want any position in a group or anything like that. I just wanted to be a member. I didn't want to be nothing out front, nothing like this or that. And it was J.R. who talked me into taking a position and going to Patriot Families. I never regretted that. Matter of fact, I got to say, no matter what happens in my life, I will always remember Patriot Families and the wonderful people I have met through there. I consider my brothers and sisters I would do anything in the world for.
Absolutely. Same here.
I feel the same way with Bob. And that's why I'm running for you. I'm running for you guys, you know that. You know,
yep.
I'm fighting. I'm doing the best I can. I don't know what else I can do. But I'm doing the best I can. And I have 600 so far on Facebook. I met so many friends in Disney. And they're supporting me all around Orlando, surrounding areas, Tampa Bay area, everywhere supporting
awesome.
Me. It's unbelievable. I'm overwhelmed over the support I'm getting.
You know why, Robert? Because you're telling the truth, and you're staying true to your heart, and you're staying true to God. And you know,
if there's something they're not used to, honesty.
Yeah. Straightforwardness.
Oh man! To my state senator,
you
know who my state senator remind me of? Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz at the same time. Linda, she was so wild. Like I stared her down. She walked out of the debate. I stared her down. I just stared.
Good for you.
Unbelievable.
I got a splitting
headache just thinking about it. My state senator can give an aspirin a headache.
Boy, these people can make, they're so much sugar on you, aren't they? Oh my God,
they're so much sugar. They're sugar, you know, Alan West pegged Schultz 100% by calling her vile. You know? Vile.
She's another one that belongs in a straitjacket along with Reed and Pelosi. Good God.
Do you guys know that the Pope said that she can't even receive communion anymore?
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, you mean Nancy?
Yeah, she can't receive communion no more.
No. She's been off
good.
The pod.
Good.
Lost her sometimes.
I hope she's excommunicated.
Nancy. I think Nancy has Parkinson's disease. I really do.
She's got Botox brain. That woman, she's had that her belly button is a dimple in her chin. Yeah,
she's just unbelievable. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
Hello?
It's like somebody crazy glued her eyelids open. It's just unbelievable. It's disgusting. And everything that comes out of her mouth is delusional. And now she's getting called on both sides.
Who was it? Barty Franks? Who was it? Barty Franks even is delusional now. He's delusional about the whole situation.
They're all nuts.
Frank Dodd. Remember Frank Dodd?
Yep.
My Lord. You guys train me so well.
Praise God. I'll tell you something, Robert. You just keep reading everything that we suggest, and you'll knock these guys out of the water every time. I mean, you could take an hour a day course for 2 weeks on Hillsdale College on free markets, and you will blow them away.
You know, the moral of the story is that we're being used as guinea pigs.
Yep.
And they're doing a good job. And I'm waking up America. I'm educating. When I was first on Bill Strong's show, Bill Strong said, quote, "We have to keep on educating these people. We have to keep on talking until we die." So you know what? I guess this work is paying off, guys.
That's what we got to do. The more people we talk to.
Yep.
And I'm finding many others out there, something that understand it. This young guy today, we were talking last, we met before, we talked, and we were talking today, and he's freaking out because he found somebody else's stuff and knows what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, Bill Strong, do you know a guy by the name of Dave Kimball in Indiana?
Sounds familiar.
We became friends. He works with kids. He builds stuff for kids.
I may know him.
I think I asked him if he knew you too, so I'll just let you know.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
We became friends from Indiana. I mean, that's what my opponents are both from Broward County.
I wish you had been able to come to Indiana and actually meet some of the people here and realize we are a world apart. You wouldn't want to go home.
I might have to move up there after the election, you know. I might have to be roommates.
Well, we got to have a bigger house.
around here, nobody's going to ever attack you for waving the American flag.
I know that.
Sale, you might find a gun there and buy it because you can't in Indiana. And before they can enter your house, they have to have a warrant.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. We have the most advanced charter school system in the nation.
Good.
Your governor did a good job in Indiana. I really
But even though we like it here, they're trying to change it here too, and we're fighting here just like you are there, and we're fighting the same kinds of things. We're fighting the EPA. We're fighting the FTC. We're fighting all the socialist ideologies that's being indoctrinated into our children.
Yep.
You know, our nation is on its last leg. If we don't stand up and fight now, you're not going to get the chance to stand up and fight.
That's right.
You're right, Bill Strong.
I don't know how bad it's going to get, but I tell you that before Barack Obama leaves office, there's going to be many, many people out there who supported him that wish they'd never heard of his name.
Yep. Yep. Well, you know, Bill, I live in California, but I live in a place where there's a lot of retired military here because I'm so close to 29 yeah. Palms and Pendleton. I'm counting my flag, two down the street, and probably three or four just on my street alone. And on the backside, there's probably another six. So, I mean, we got the flags flying here, baby. We got even Democrats flying them because we got Semper Fi everywhere. We got a lot of good people here. And some of these folks just happen to vote the way their parents did, and they haven't woken up yet. But thank God I live in a neighborhood where I have red, white, and blue everywhere.
But pretty soon, Linda, they're going to turn that into the Mexican color or something else.
If they're not in this park, I got news for you. I'll go out at 4 in the morning, and I'll rip them suckers to shreds.
Here, all across this nation, we see what they're doing. They're shipping these kids in here, shipping these kids in there, and there's not as many of them as kids as they try to tell you. A lot of
I know.
They're also shipping around the diseases that they're bringing.
Look at this, Bill. They're coming in from West Africa. Probably with Ebola.
Families of our own that are struggling to take care of their kids and to raise their kids, and you're bringing these people
part of the
in
plan.
Here at a cost of $4,742 per month for each one. We can't even begin to spend that amount on our kids as a whole, as a nation. Yet we're going to do it for people who came here illegally, who are being used as nothing more than pawns. Just use children because everybody can pull the heartstrings then. This was all a planned invasion
by our own
government.
Yes, and you know what we call that, Bill? There's two words. One is treason and the other is tyranny. That's what they're foisting upon us. They're foisting treason and tyranny upon us. We might as well be under King George right now. I mean, I don't know what the hell the difference is.
Well, to me, they will do anything they can to try to get us to react in a negative way, big enough that they can enforce martial law and then do what they want to do anyway.
Any natural disaster will actually cause that due to an executive order that Obama put out, giving control over FEMA of all movements, waterways.
Yep, everything, food, medicine, all of it, SOB. Yep. He's going to have control of the air. Well, he's already got it with these chemtrails, and I have pictures here to prove it. Son of a bitch. Excuse me.
I don't know how a man whose job was a community agitator got to be president of the nation. And I guess I don't care what color he is. An ass is an ass no matter what the color.
Well, it's not just that. Look, you got to know the money behind it. You got George Soros. You've got every leftist person in the United States, every Muslim Marxist rat, SOB, behind him. You have the Saudis putting him through school when he was in high school. Somebody paid for that private school in Hawaii, you know, and all of his whatever, I don't know who paid for his Columbia and the rest of it, but somebody did, and it sure as heck wasn't his parents or his grandparents because those people were living modestly.
The Saudis paid for his education.
Yep. I believe it.
He was listed as a foreign exchange student. We know all this. What we have is a government, a body of electeds that doesn't have the courage, the tenacity, nor the dignity to go after this and prove that this man should not be president of the United States.
No, they won't. They won't do a rat behind thing. And you know what? You want to know who else is behind all this? Not only Valerie Jarrett. You got Van Jones, Cass Sunstein, Ron Blum, David Axelrod, George Soros, Valerie Jarrett, and whoever and guess who else was behind this? The Bilderbergs and the Clintons, they were in on this, all of them. Shadow party,
Maurice,
shadow government.
Don't forget Maurice Strong and his role in using climate, a fake man-made global warming to push a global carbon tax that he and his cronies could profit off of, people like Obama who are invested in carbon exchanges. Look up the Chicago Carbon Exchange, and you'll find out that once it closed, I guarantee you that Obama took his investments to an offshore carbon exchange, as did Valerie Jarrett and the others.
Oh, yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff going on. I think it was Soros and a few others. I know Barry, and I think it was what was Petrobras? Remember all that crap with the deep oil drilling? Oh, yeah, and the stuff in Brazil?
Well, Petrobras, less than 1,000 miles away, drills 100 feet.
Sure.
100
feet
deep, 100 times deeper. But the difference was George Soros was invested in Petrobras.
Yeah, so I'm sure Barry was, too, and all the rest of his cronies. And then don't forget, what's his face? I'll think of it in a minute. The clown with the railroads.
The one
that helped put the kibosh on. He's a friend of Barry's. Put the kibosh on the Keystone Pipeline deal because he wants it to come by rail. Warren Buffett. That's stupid. SOB.
Warren Buffett owes over $1 billion in business taxes. Yet refuses to pay them.
These guys, they're all in cahoots. I mean, this has been orchestrated for a long time. Now they're absolutely putting on the, you know, the warp speed, warp 10 to get us financially collapsed, put us in FEMA camps, get everybody sick with diseases and overrun by horrible, you know, it's disgusting. It's insanity.
And then you got the Bill Gates pushing for world depopulation.
Oh, yeah. He's a baby and socialist.
At the same time, promoting people getting vaccinated.
That's of course.
That should spin your heads.
Oh, he get vaccinated.
Then you got the Laurels or whatever her name is, the woman who looks like a man, whose husband is on the board of Monsanto. She's a senator.
Uh-huh.
And you start looking, and Hillary did some work for Monsanto, and all these people are tied into Monsanto. And Monsanto,
they're all tied together.
The global market of food.
Yeah, it's disgusting, Bill.
They're all intertied, and a lot of these things. When we start talking about, well, this person's tied to this or this person's tied to that, they got tied to these things by using insider investing and trading. In other words, they controlled what business could do this and what business could do that, and somehow it always ends up funneling money back to them.
Well, this is your lobbyists and your corporate fascism. I mean, look, this has been going on with the roundtables since 1850. I mean, you got to go back and look at history to see what's going on, especially with your central banking, the Bank of London, you know, the London, the Federal Reserve in the United States, the Creature Jekyll Island. These guys, all these banksters, when you look at 1910 and look at people like Rockefeller and Warburg and all these guys who had tons upon tons of more money at that time than the whole damn Congress had together with the printing press, something's upside down, and they use their influence. Been going on for decades, if not 120 years. It's evil, and they know it. They don't care. They have no loyalty to anyone but themselves and to Satan, as far as I'm concerned, because that's who they worship. That's it all ties back to the Temple of Understanding and Satan and Luz. I'm telling you, all of it. Every damn one of them.
And the people by the media aids them by not informing the people and keeping the people in the dark.
Oh, and those people are seditious.
Yeah, and the people go about their happy lives, and that's why you see someone like Waters World, when he goes out into the public, they don't know a damn thing about anything.
Oh, my God. No, they don't. They wouldn't know Joe Biden from, you know, Joe Schmo. No, they wouldn't. They don't know what you're talking about. They wouldn't know which war was what and who was fighting, why they wrote the Declaration. They don't even probably never heard of the damn Declaration. I mean, these people couldn't recite the preamble if you paid them. It's disgusting. It's very, very sad.
But they have no clue.
No.
And they don't. The sad part is they know not, and they know not that they know not.
I know. That's the worst part. They don't even know that their head's up their derriere.
And Chad will attest to this. You try telling these people what's going on, and the first thing out of their mouth will be, they can't do that.
Yep.
While you keep saying, they can't do that,
they just did it.
They did it yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's already been done, honey. Oh, my God. I know. It's crazy. Well, yeah, there's a lot of lefties around here that think I'm a pariah, but you know what? I just laugh at them. I don't care anymore.
Well, I don't hold on to lefties, but because I don't follow the establishment, there's a lot of people that think that I'm on the extremist list or something, but I'm not. What I am is a realist, and reality is both parties have been screwing up. You both use
royally
insider in trading to pad your own pockets. That's the main reason you go into office, is to pad your own pockets. You're not going in there to look out for the people.
And then, Bill, there's the other ones. There's other ones, too, like the Chuck Schumer's and Dianne Feinstein. It's not just about money to these people. This is about absolute power and control. They want to be part of that New World Order elite. They are evil. They are diabolical. And they all need to be in Gitmo. These people are not just the bad
people. And while you say that, remember what I said about them. They are also the ignorant, because once they no longer serve a purpose, their paltry wealth ain't going to mean crap to the elite. You no longer serve a purpose, you are no longer used to value to have around, so you'll be dealt with.
Yes, because, you know, Bill, you're right, because there's people in Beijing, as you know, like Marie Strong, and there's people in Vatican City, and there's people in the city of London, and those are the big guys. And you've got the Rothschilds. These are the ones who are doing this, the Rockefellers, these dynasties. These are the ones controlling this planet, and when they want to get rid of somebody, they will do it. And I certainly, there's a certain person slithering around the Resolute desk, so I'd love to see them get him. But that's just me. So, who knows? I mean, I can't control those people. Only God can. He's the only one who can do it.
Well, our system is so upside down.
Yeah.
The news media that refuses to do their actual job, which is to inform you of what's going on. Then you have an EPA that they're not really interested in the environment. They're interested in taking control and more regulations, more taxes, more rules, and power. They're after the power.
They're like Gestapo. Yeah, absolutely. That's what they are. That's who they act like. SS, Gestapo, total Nazism. They are rotten. They're run amok. That organization should be abolished tomorrow. Not one dime out of to those people.
As should the IRS.
Yes. NSA.
I don't see the
Education
Security serves a frickin' purpose.
Nope.
Because they sure as
and
hell
neither does the TSA. Screw the TSA.
Not secure when they leave the border open. They disarm or take away the bullets from our border agents.
Right.
And tell our border agents to run instead of stopping people from illegally entering our nation. So Homeland Security has been one of the biggest supporters of a foreign invasion. And the head of the
You know who else is I think our own CIA and FBI are involved in this nonsense too, because everybody's been told to, you know, eliminate the jihad words and this. It's insanity, Bill. They're all evil. This is treason. This is tyranny. So what are they?
As I said, I don't know how much longer this nation can last.
I know.
I'm with a group of people that if it comes down to it, we can take to the hills. I'm with a group of people that's not going to give up. And you have no concept of how far we will take things.
I do. I think I do.
It's a sadness when I get up and look at my country and think, what the hell happened? Where did we step through the looking glass and everything come upside down and sideways?
It didn't happen overnight, though, Bill.
When did evil start becoming good? When did light start becoming dark? These kinds of things. When do terrorists get supported? But our financial aid and weaponry, and no one says crap, and the next thing you know, chaos is everywhere. They're using our military weaponry against whoever that they got from us, that we left or whatever. Where we find out that in Syria, we were actually funding a group part of Al-Qaeda. in Egypt. We were back in the Muslim Brotherhood. In Libya, we again were back in radicalism and Muslim Brotherhood. We seem to be backing the bad guys since Obama got in office.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think that if you go and reread Jekyll Island, you'll know that we've been backing the wrong people at certain times for a long time. And it's not
and
just us. It's the whole frickin', you know, European Union. So
if the Saudis paid for his education, and the first thing he did as president was go and bow to the Saudi king. He's going to try to protect the Saudis' oil interest, which would be to keep us from getting our own.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, he uses the EPA for that. He's got his little Nazi Gestapos running around, you know, protecting the fish. We have no water in California because of this crap. And obviously somebody's orchestrating something with the UN and the United States Air Force or whoever flying chemtrails all over this damn country. Oh, lovely. It's sick. It's sick. It's complete. And I will tell you, Thomas Jefferson was correct. The tree of liberty shall be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants at the same time, from time to time. And he said there should be a revolution every 25 to 50 years, and he was absolutely correct. And we have not done so.
Well,
we haven't done it.
We've gotten into the position we're at because, first off, that amendment that came up missing that would have kept any attorney from being an elected official or a judge.
Oh, you think that was a coincidence that Abe got in there?
Well, I believe it's awful odd to me that it happened right before an attorney got elected. Then you go into how they want to ignore everything in the Constitution.
Oh, God. They don't care.
They change. They want to change things to fit their agenda, and we have a public that is clueless to what the agenda is.
Right.
And when you try to tell them, they blow you off because they think it can't be that bad. They're not smart.
Oh my God!
Look and say, "Holy crap!"
No, they're
crap.
Not smart enough. They're so blind, willfully blind. Go ahead.
Google that.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a wore out guy this week. Like I said, we've been tearing down the building. It's 5-6 done. We're getting ready to start building up a cabin and putting up a shelter house because we decided we wasn't happy with what we had at Delaney last year.
Yeah.
So we're doing our own little thing.
Good. How's it going?
I encourage people, anything you hear us talk about, go and look up.
Check it out.
If you're a businessman, I don't care, Republican or Democrat, but you got to know that all the crap they're proposing is going to kill you.
Yep.
If you're someone who's big on freedom and liberty, and you look into the agenda and how much of the country is going to be shut off that you ain't going to be allowed to go to,
right.
That can't be happy. If you're a person who gets on his two-wheeler and takes off with his brothers and sisters and rides across the country and this and that, well, you can forget that because you're not going to be allowed to do that anymore.
That's awful.
The automobile that you own, you won't own. The house you own, you won't own. You will not live in the country. Water and food will be rationed. And you will eat what they tell you you can eat. And
how much? And when?
Where the goodies and stuff will be saved for the elite. Many of the people will be used as servants to the elite. That would be their only goal, is that they serve.
And the ones that are not, they will kill.
And the ones that aren't serving the elite will be dealt with through the oven. Any other way they can get rid of them.
People, is that really what you want?
That's pretty much what Mao Zedong and Stalin did.
You won't be allowed to speak out as we're doing now. You won't be allowed to give your opinion because it probably is going to offend somebody. So there will be no more freedom of speech.
You won't be able to go
if they get their
history,
if they get their way. You won't have any way of defending yourself. They think They're not smart enough to know. Man's been killing man before guns were ever invented. And man's going to kill man. And the statistics they'll put out, but they won't ever tell you the truth, that, hell, you got as many people dying from screwdrivers and hatchets as you do guns.
Yep.
It's obvious they'll use the figures they use about gun violence, but they'll never tell you that more people die every year at the hands of an illegal alien than die from a gun violence unless the illegal use the gun.
Well, not only that, they use their automobiles after they've been drinking all night.
8,000 of our own people have been murdered by illegals in the last, since 9/11/2001. Over 180,000. And your government and the media keeps this away from the people, not letting them know it.
That is said that they're so they're actually like, I guess it's called sedition. I don't know, but it just makes me sick. The media are useless. They are very useful idiots to the elites because they're, you know, marching to their own Pied Piper. It's very bad. So you can't trust those idiots. Those people are not journalists. They wouldn't know what journalism is if it came up and hit them in the face.
No, they don't. They don't. You're right.
Stock up and be alert. That's all you can do. Pray up. Stock up and be alert.
That's a Bill Strong. You gotta be alert because you don't know who's gonna come after you. You gotta look all around where you are. You gotta know your surroundings. Believe me.
Yes, and you gotta know who your enemies are, because these people that we're talking about, these bad guys like the higher ups and everybody else, those people are psychopaths and they're predators. They're not your.
Well, Linda, you've been here to Southern Indiana, and you've seen. Have no doubt, the people I'm with, we know these woods hollers inside and out. And to come after us, send people after us who don't know them is a big mistake.
Well, yeah, although
guys,
they do have intelligence.
Look, I'm going to be to interrupt, but you guys fight the fight for me and hang in there and be safe, okay? I'm going to go for a run because I'm stressed out.
Okay, and you keep going, Robert. God bless you.
You ain't going to get the caller.
You too. I'll call you next week, Bill Strong.
Okay, and listen, I just want to let everybody know that from what I understand, Ron's just taking a break because he's probably seen so much and read so much he's depressed. And
I can understand that. Well,
if you want to do a show Monday, I'm available, Linda.
I don't know if I can because everything's yeah.
All right. Y'all hang in there and be good, okay?
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov to you.
Okay, darling.
Bye.
Well,
bye.
I have a wish for my nation. I wish my nation could wake up and the people realize what's going on, get a hold of things, put things back in order, and let's have a nation where we look out for each other.
Yep.
Where that we can trust our neighbors not going to try to rob us, murder us, steal from us, or whatever.
Gotcha.
But it's a nation that has laws, and those laws are followed. And that somehow, if our elected decide not to ignore laws or not to follow laws, we should have some kind of recourse to throw their butts to the side and replace them.
Yep. That's true.
We are in a sad time, and school season is getting ready to start back up in many places, and we're going to see the effects of that because the schools are going to run short on supplies, and that because of the influx of illegals into the areas. People will be getting ready for fall and not even realizing that summer passed over, and we really didn't have what you could call a bad summer at all, so much for the global warming. Well, Chad, it's not over, but so much for the global warming. And
I'm going to let you wrap it up, and thank you for taking my call, and it's been a fantastic show.
Thank you, Linda. Always
okay, God bless.
You and Robert.
God bless.
And God bless and keep you and your mother. We take a lot of things out of consideration, folks, but when we are able to get together and gather to see the emotion, the hardest part is when people go to break and part, people go to leave. All the brothers here in Indiana wanted to keep the old husband, Nick.
Yeah.
We loved having Yo and Linda here, and we had such a good time. I want to thank the people that came and played some bluegrass for us. Wolfie for his antics, as always. Small doses is always good with Wolfie. The wonderful cup of stuff. I want to thank Chad's wife, Becky, all her hard work that she does every time we do this. And my wife and all her efforts and stuff. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we still have the chances to get together, that we still have the freedoms and the liberty to travel and be together and share our own thoughts and stuff and not have no one telling us we can't talk, we can't do this, we can't do that. I was blessed to be raised in this nation, but I'm fasting the nation that it was a blessing to me all my life to turn into a whore. We're totally ignoring what our elected are doing. We're not paying enough attention. We're not checking into the whole. These people pass a bill without ever reading it, folks. That's bull. That's crap. I try to keep up as much as I can, and it's a full time thing trying to look into all the bills that they're passing and read the total context and contents of these bills.
You never have.
But I can tell you this. It has been passed in the last 10 years. It's enough to make you scream, shout, and want to choke somebody. In the last 10 years, we've seen two parties working to destroy that. It's been longer than that. It goes back before that. It goes back to GW1, George H. Walker Bush. It goes back to Clinton. It goes, you know, these guys were all, they have all been moving us towards the goal that they have of the global elite training control over all of us. And whether they like it or not, almost everything they do, in the end, you look it up, and it's already been written that they were going to do it. It's there. They're not even smart enough to see that you're doing exactly what the book says you were going to do. And that's where we're headed. And all I want to do is send out prayers and do the best job I can at getting out here and waking up and informing as many people as I can so that this nation doesn't go down to a whimper. I want it to go. If it's going to go down, it should go down in a flame of glory. Don't go down in a whimper, a cloud of death and a whimper. So get out there. Look at what your electorate is doing. Look into what they really stand for and represent. Because too many times, if you're listening, they're going to tell you what they think you want to hear. Look into their records and see what they really stand for. Folks, I want to wish everyone a great night and a better tomorrow. This is Bill.
This is Lonnie.
And we're all saying hello, goodbye from Southern Indiana. Cousin Lonnie, take us out with something sweet.